All right, we are going to be off tomorrow. We'll have Rich and Mike Ducey filling in for us because this afternoon we're flying up to Washington, D.C. for the Marconi Awards tonight. And we thought we would try to get in touch with Guglielmo Marconi himself, the namesake for the awards. He passed away many years ago, but let's try to raise the ghost of Marconi now. Let's concentrate, be quiet, turn off the lights, light some candles. Ghost of Marconi, can you hear us? Ghost of Marconi, come in.
The man who discovered radio waves.
Can you guys hear me, you see?
Yes. Hey, is that you, Marconi?
Yeah, I'm having to join you on the phone. The phone from hell, you see?
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Well, good. I'm down here in Malaya in hell. That's where all radio people go, don't you know?
You're in hell?
Don't say that.
Of course I'm down here in hell.
Jeez.
Hey, you three want to win that award of mine, you guys are going to have to do better than this. I've been listening to your picayune broadcasting. It's bad, you see. It's an embarrassment. A load of tommy rot, I tell you.
It's bad? Well, what's so bad about it?
It's horrible. What's with that Joe Buck, Troy Aikman? No one's ever heard of him, you see. Get some real guys on there, some real heavies like Al Capone.
Al Capone. Well, a lot of people have heard of Troy Aikman and Joe Buck.
Well, I'm trying to decide who's going to win my award tonight. I've got your dossier right here. Your dossier, I tell you.
What's wrong with our show?
What? Can you not understand me?
It's sounding really weird, but continue, please, Marconi.
Well, bring down the effects, you idiot, Jeremy. Come on. I said I've got your dossier here. Your dossier, I tell you.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
I'm going over your files, you understand.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed so far.
Well, what's wrong with our show?
You guys really have a character named Sports Panties?
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
He doesn't come on very often.
What's the big idea there? What's the big idea, I ask?
I don't know, just a little bit.
You guys shouldn't talk about unmentionables like that on broadcast airwaves.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You don't say the word panties. You can't say that. That's an unmentionable.
Well, these days you can say panties.
Ah, please, come on. Those are women's fabric manhole covers. You shouldn't talk about them. Shouldn't be made into a character. That character's no Fibber McGee and Molly, I tell you.
Well, that's old-time radio, that's for sure.
And what about the crazy prospector who loves the 49er? What's with that?
It's just a bit.
That's not going to win you any Marconis. Not going to win you any Marconis at all, I tell you.
Yeah.
You guys need to do some real radio like The Shadow, because The Shadow knows. The Shadow knows, you think?
Yeah, those were the days, weren't they?
This isn't what I invented radio for. It was supposed to be invented for news and information and a place for Rush Limbaugh to flourish.
Well, I think he is.
Because I live down here in hell and I have the ear of Satan, I can see into the future, you see?
Oh, jeez.
I got a big prediction for tonight. I know exactly what's going to happen. Ron Chapman, who's hosting the thing, he's going to get blasted on cheap wine. Jack Ingram will knock everybody's socks off with a great set of musical entertainment. And you three guys are going to lose, just like the losers you are.
Oh, great.
Well, we figured that.
Hey, look who just joined me down here in hell. Tony Curtis. Didn't know he had died.
All right.
Good to see you, Tony. He's down here with me.
Tell him hi for us. Yeah.
Yeah, he's with me and John Ritter and Jamie Lee Curtis's undescended testicles.
All right.
I'll see you guys tonight, you see?
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Marconi.
Mr. Marconi from beyond. All right, it's 8:49 here on...